This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Libya's interim prime minister, Abdulhamid al-Dabaida, registered as a candidate for the presidency on Sunday, despite having vowed not to do so as a condition of taking his current post and despite contested election rules that may prevent him from standing. Dabaida's entry into the race now features many of Libya's main players of the past decade of chaos, adding to the turmoil over a vote that is due to take place within 5 weeks, but for which rules have not yet been agreed on. Parliamentary and presidential elections on December 24th were demanded by a UN political forum last year as part of a roadmap to end Libya's civil war, a process that also led to the prime minister's interim unity government. The dispute over the elections threatens to derail the UN-backed peace process that emerged last year after the collapse of an eastern military offensive to seize the capital Tripoli. France has asked the president of Burkina Faso to intervene after a convoy of French troops was stopped en route to Niger on Friday by protesters opposed to the former colonial ruler's role in a regional conflict with Islamist militants. Anger is rising in the West African country over the inability of local and international forces alike to stop attacks by jihadists. State security forces suffered their heaviest loss in years last week when gunmen killed 49 military police officers and 4 civilians. Speaking to LCI television on Sunday, France's foreign minister said so-called manipulators were stoking anti-French sentiment, but he had hoped the Burkinabe authorities would be able to find a solution. Police used tear gas to disperse protesters on Sunday, according to a source. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee said in a statement, Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai had a video call on Sunday with the president of the International Olympic Committee and told him she was safe and well. Photos and videos of Peng at a tournament in Beijing earlier on Sunday had done little to dampen international concerns following a nearly 3-week public absence after she alleged that a former senior Chinese official sexually assaulted her. In a statement, the IOC said at the start of the 30-minute call with its president, Thomas Bach, Peng had thanked the IOC for its concern about her well-being. Quote, she explained that she is safe and well living at her home in Beijing, but would like to have her privacy respected at this time, the IOC statement said. France's foreign minister had earlier called on Chinese authorities to provide more reassurance, echoing a statement by the Women's Tennis Association that the images were, quote, insufficient proof. The United States and Britain had also called for China to provide proof of her whereabouts. Sudan's deposed prime minister signed a deal with the military on Sunday that will see him reinstated almost a month after a military coup put him under house arrest. According to the deal, the military will also release government officials and politicians arrested since the October 25th coup. The country's top general, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, said in televised statements that Abdallah Hamdok will lead an independent technocratic cabinet until elections can be held. It remains unclear how much power the Sudanese government will hold, as it still remains under military oversight. The coup has drawn international criticism coming more than 2 years after a popular uprising forced the removal of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir and his Islamist government. Sudanese have been taking to the streets in masses since the military takeover, which upended the country's fragile transition to democracy. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken encouraged Tunisia's leader to make reforms to respond to Tunisians' hope for what he called democratic progress, the U.S. State Department said on Sunday, nearly 4 months after President Kais Saied seized political power. Saied said last week he was working nonstop on a timetable for reforms to defuse growing criticism at home and abroad since he dismissed the cabinet, suspended parliament, and took personal power in July. Last week, thousands of Tunisians protested near parliament in the capital, demanding he reinstate the assembly, while major foreign donors whose financial assistance is needed to unlock an International Monetary Fund rescue package for the economy have urged him to return to normal constitutional order. Find more on the VOA mobile app or at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.